You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Kasama ko ngayon si Sam Coronado, isang year 10 student dito sa Melbourne High, at ibabahagi niya sa atin ang karanasan niya sa pagturo sa mga lolo't lola na una sa lolo't lola niya at sa mga senior citizen dito sa Melbourne sa paggamit ng computer o ng World Wide Web. Kamusta, Sam?
Good, thank you.
Salamat sa panahon mo. So nung nag-uusap tayo, you were telling me na nagsimula ito kasi tinuruan mo yung lolo at lola mo na gumamit ng computer. Your lolo and lola.
Yeah, so a lot of the time, lolo and lola would ask me for advice on how to use the phones and stuff. So yeah, I've been helping them out for a little bit.
Were they saying, Sam, how do you open this thing and how, what does it say?
Yeah, it was a lot of those questions. Yeah.
Do you live with your lolo and lola?
I don't.
So when you get to see them,
yeah,
that's the first thing they ask you.
That's right.
But then when you help the older or the senior citizens of the community, it was one big class. You mentioned it was 20 to 25 people.
Yeah, that's right.
So how did you prepare for that?
I got a lot of help from my dad. My dad's a teacher, so it was a lot of, he gave me a lot of tips and advice of how to sort of work around that many people, and so I think that was a big part. I had to prepare a lot, do a lot of planning and management in my time, so yeah.
So this is 20 to 25 people,
yeah,
who have Filipino as their first language. So how did you handle I'm not saying the language barrier, but in terms of the accent, because sometimes, you know, they weren't born here, so they find it, I've been here 20 years and it's still difficult for me at times to understand the Australian accent. So how did you manage that?
I think it was just really speaking slowly, taking my time. I didn't want to rush. From the experience I've had with Lola and Lolo, it's just speaking a lot really slowly, clearly, trying not to rush the words.
So what did you teach them?
It was a presentation on a government led initiative called Be Connected. It's a service, a free service from the government, which is aiming to have all Australian citizens online. So I was presenting that website to the senior citizens, and it was mostly about just getting online and how to use the internet safely and for their purposes.
So did you help them set up accounts?
It was a lot of setting up accounts, making emails, choosing passwords, all that sort of stuff.
So what was the most challenging bit of that session for you?
I think the most challenging bit was probably the questions when that a lot of the elderly people would ask questions which were maybe a bit like out of the blue or a bit
like what?
Like do you need Wi-Fi to access the internet and stuff like that. Yeah.
So basic questions.
Yeah, either basic questions or like really specific ones. So like
how do you choose a password?
How do you choose what's a safe password, or this energy company has been trying to scam me for months now. Yeah, how do I? Yeah.
Did you teach them about, because when you have an email account, you get a lot of junk mail, you get a lot of phishing mails or scam mails. Did you teach them about that too?
Yeah, I addressed, I spent quite a while on that one, the scams and the phishing. Yeah, I think that one's a really important topic, especially for, I know that in my experience, like my grandparents, that's probably their number one fear, when they are online, like the scams and the tricks. And it's I think it's really important that they know that they don't have to be scared about that if they like know how to spot them and how to work around them. Yeah.
The older generation would be more hesitant in using the World Wide Web, especially when it comes to giving away sensitive or vital information. Or say, I know a few people who still don't do internet banking because of fear that it might get hacked, someone might steal their money from them through the internet. So how did you deal, or what did you do to ease those concerns, or did you have to face concerns like that?
Well, for me, growing up in the like digital age,
it's normal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot more. Like, we learn it from very young, like who to trust online and what we can trust. So for me, it's not as big of an issue as it would be for the older generation. And for them, it's one of their main concerns when they're online about staying safe. I know from the questions that my Lola and Lola, they asked me, it's a lot of it's related to like scams and tricks. And so I think that it's really important for them. So that's why I spend a lot of time on it.
Let's say internet banking. Were there a lot of questions about internet banking or paying your bills through the internet? Because that would be a lot of help for them, and they wouldn't have to be outside as much when they had to do that. And when they could do that through the internet.
Yeah, I think there wasn't that many questions about internet banking, but I definitely did spend while explaining it, because as you said, it's
a lot of them would still go to the bank and queue and get money.
It's really I think it's really useful in that using the internet to and using like computers to having to do fill out your bills and banking. So I think it's really important. So I spent quite a bit on that as well.
So what did you tell them, the elderly? What tips did you give them so that they could stay safe in the World Wide Web?
I spent a lot of time talking about trustworthy sites and trustworthy people, what to do with personal information.
So personal information, for sure, they need to remember their email address and their password. So what tips did you give them so that they won't forget their email and their password?
I said, keep it pretty simple. So maybe your name and maybe a couple numbers for passwords, something that you can remember, and to write it down, write it down on a piece of paper, and keep it somewhere safe that you'll remember as well, so that they'll have somewhere to go back on, and that make sure to. You change your password every now and again, maybe every year, a couple of years, just to make sure it's safe.
Did you have to teach them how to SMS?
No, I think most of them are already at that point now.
Did you teach them how to chat? Because a lot of them have friends overseas.
Yeah.
So is that one of the features that you taught them
as
well?
Yeah, I talked to them about using social platforms, like social media, to chat with people across the world, and how you can message people on Messenger and Facebook. So
what was their reaction?
I think some of them actually already do that, so they already use a lot of those messaging apps to talk to people. But for the people that didn't know, there was a couple of questions about how does it work, and
how to Skype
and video call. Yeah.
So what did you take from this experience?
I think it was good. It was a good experience to be in like a teaching position as a student. It's like you always look up at the teacher, and you wonder what it's like to be that. And even if it's like you're teaching a whole different demographic, it's still it's an experience you can liken to that sort of field, like teaching. So I think it's a good experience, and I also grateful for the opportunity to present something which I see as one of my not expertises, but one of my strengths, especially to a group of people that might not share that same ability and haven't been fortunate enough to experience a lot of that for themselves.
What did you learn from your Lolo and Lola and from the other Lolos and Lolas from this experience?
Well, I was actually pretty surprised that a lot of them had were not only online, but they were using it a lot. And so they were a lot of them had Facebook already and were set up with emails. So I was surprised in that, and I was also surprised by how quickly they'd learn a lot of the things I was saying. So there was not as many questions as I thought, and the questions that I was asked were a little bit more extra, so they weren't on the things I'd already been talking about. So
they've been listening intently to you. So would you do it again?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I think it's really good. It was really good experience, and I'm hoping it was really good for them as well.
I'm sure your Lolo and Lola are very proud of you, and your mom and dad too. Thanks very much, Sam, for your time.
Thank you.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.